not slowly yafasay. We have to be afraid. Maybe the father really paid up the chayv. Maybe the father left over a bag full of money to pay back. And the Yisraelim don't realize this. So therefore, kol zman v'katanim, we do not let a malva come and collect from the Yisraelim because we're afraid maybe the father, our father paid up. Gemara says, my benayah, what's the difference between the two regions? The difference would be, kishachayiv maida. Let's say the father, right before he died, he admitted that he didn't pay up the chayv, that he owes the money. If so, then, according to the second man, the Yama, the Yisraelim would have to pay up, since it's not a totally in a mitzvah, Priyas Ba'chayv is a chayv. So therefore, if we know for sure the father did not pay up, then according to Rav Huna and Fred, Rabbi Yeshua, the Yisraelim would have to pay up. Inami Rels Inami Bisham Tuhu Umeis Bisham Tuhu. Like the father, they put a needle, they excommunicated him, because he did not pay up the chayv. So in such a case, we know for sure that the father also did not pay up the chayv. And Shalchu Mitam, they sent from Eretz Yisrael that Shamtu Umeis Bishamtui is Hilchosak Rahuna Rabbi Yeshua. In such a case, like we know for sure the father did not pay up the money, that's why they put him into Nidui. So in such a case, Enechanami, then we have a right to collect the money from the Yisraelim. Because we hold that Rahuna Rabbi Yeshua that Priyas Bachayv is not considered a mitzvah, considered a chayv. Even though the Yisraelim, the Katanim, they would have to pay up. The only reason why we don't let them pay, we don't make them pay usually is because we're afraid maybe the father paid up. But here in these cases, either Kishachayev Moido or the Neis Peshamta, where we know for sure the father did not pay up the money yet, then the Yisraelim have to pay up. This thing where it says, Meitzvah, Habakasha. It says, Alocha Orev, Shaho Yishtar Choyv, Yoitze Mitachas Yodai. You have an orev, that he was an orev for Yisraelim, the father lent the money. Because there was a guarantee, there was an orev. And then the father died. Now this orev, he has a shtar chayv, was the orev paid up the malva, and now the malva gave him the shtar chayv. He cannot collect the money from the Yisraelim. But the imkostav boy, his kabalti mincho. But if the malva wrote back to the orif that Yishno, I accepted the money from you, his kabalti mincho, then goiva, then the orif has the right to collect his money back from the Yisraelim. So you see, the orif could collect from the Yisraelim. So bishleim rafu nevred Rabbi Yeshua, it's very good according to rafu nevred Rabbi Yeshua that he holds priyas b'chayv is not only a mitzvah, but it's a chayv, and even Yisraelim really have to pay it up. Only we're afraid maybe the father paid up. So over here I'll tell you Mishkachas law, here we can find the case that if the Orev paid, the Yisraelim have to pay back to the Orev Kishachayiv Maida. We're talking about that before. The father died, he admitted, he agreed that he did not pay up this chayv. Therefore the Yisraelim have to pay. So therefore if the Orev paid for the Yisraelim, the Orev has the right to collect the money from the Yisraelim. But according to Rav Papa Kasha, the prophet says, no, Priyas Bachayv is a mitzvah, and the Yisraelim are allowed b'nei never mitzvah ninu. So what does it say here that the Orev, if he pays up the chayv of the Yisraelim, he has a right to collect the money from the Yisraelim? Why? Even if we know for sure the father didn't pay up, but the Yisraelim are not b'nei never mitzvah, they're not by mitzvah yet, they don't have the chayv to do the mitzvah yet. So why do we say that the Orev has the right to collect the money from the Yisraelim? So my answer is, Shani Yosem, here it's different. Lo'ochi Torah for cost of lehis kabalti. The Yishnel of the Orif made the Malva write up a shtar to him, as if to say that I accepted the money from you already. Said so, that's considered like a milva b'shtar. It's not considered a milva b'alpeh anymore. And that's what we say, Priyas Bachayv is a mitzvah only by milva b'alpeh. But milva b'shtar, if there's a shtar there involved, then a proper also agrees that you collect from the Yisraelim. The Rashbam says, Le'aminun hocha mitzvah, el chayv, then we don't say it's a mitzvah, but it's a chayv. Then we even force them to pay. See, if the Orev has like a shtar from the Malva saying his kabalti, so then we consider like a milva b'shtar, that's why you can collect from the Yisraelim. Even though Priyas Bachayv is a mitzvah, but in the case where it's a milva b'shtar, then you can even collect from the Yisraelim. Now the one says, there was an Orev, the Yevi Kichovim. In other words, that the Goy lent money to Reuven, let's say, and then Reuven died, the Leiva died. and there was an Orav involved, another Jew was an Orav. The power of every Kechovim. So this Orav went ahead and paid the money back to the Goy. Before the Goy even went to ask the money from the assignment. In other words, the Reuven, the father, died. So the Orav went to pay up the Goy before the Goy even asked the assignment. So what's the locha now? Now the Orav wants to come and collect the money back from the assignment. So Malay Rav Monachal Rav Ashi, Hochi Yomer Avimi Meagrunya. This is what Avimi Meagrunya said. Mishmed Rav, the name of Rav. Since Omalay Rav Monachal Rav Ashi, Hochi Yomer Avimi Meagrunya, Mishmed Rav. That Afilu Laman Yom Chashin Letzori. Even if we're afraid that maybe the father paid up the money, he put a bag of money to pay back. Hani, immediately when do we say that maybe the father, the loiver, paid back the malvam Yisrael? Only if the father borrowed the money from another Jew, then maybe he wanted to be nice and pay back the money. Av loiver kechovim, in a case where a Jew borrowed the money from a goy, so then no, then the father would not pay back the goy, would not afraid that he paid back the goy. Why? Kivon the boss arva ozel, because the loch of a goy is when a goy, the malva, that lent money to a Jew. If he also had an Orav there, the locher is the goyim go straight to the Orav, straight to the guarantee and collect from them. If so, why should the father pay up first? So loy chashim l'tzrori. We're not afraid maybe the father paid up. So therefore, if the Orav now paid up the goy, the Orav has the right to come back to the Yisayim and collect the money from the Yisayim. Omulei said back to him, no, you should know Adarabba, just the opposite. That afilu l'man diyom loy chashim l'tzrori, even according to man diyom. That we're not afraid that maybe the father paid up the loan and therefore you could collect from the Yisayimim. Hani, maybe one of that said Yisrael. Only if the Jew borrowed the money from another Jew. Ava levi kechovim, where the Jew borrowed the money from a goy, kivon did ninu. Since the din of the goyim is, the boss of Osli, they go straight to the other first. See, lav the yatva seitzrori. If not for the fact that most probably the father first put away some money in a bag, mikor at the beginning, they have the mekabele. Like if not that the father gave already the money to the Orav wouldn't have been mekabele to accept the loan. Because the Orav knows that the goy comes straight to him first. So why should the Orav accept it? It had to be that the father probably gave him at least some money first. So that's why here in this case, we would not let the Orav go back to the Yisayimim to collect the money from the Yisayimim, because we have to be afraid maybe the father paid up at least some of the chayv. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding Kufay and Dalet. You're Kufay and Dalet on the base. That there's two dots in the middle. It says, V'chein ha'rishim ha'lelein ha'am, ha'rav li'isha b'ksuba. That if somebody becomes an Orav to pay off a ksuba, so it should be smart that they shouldn't make a trick between the wife and the husband, that the husband should make a neder, he can't like remarry his wife. So therefore, if the husband gives his wife a get, and the wife can't afford to pay the ksuba, so then this man, the Orav, has to pay the ksuba. Samara says, Amai Soisha ben Atzri, name of a person, Orva de ksubasa, he was an Orav, a guarantee for a ksuba, the kalosai of his daughter-in-law. In other words, his son got married, and the father was the Orev for the ksuba. He had a son, this Moshe Bar Atzri had a son called Rafuna, that was a big Talmud Chacham. He had no money, he was very poor, he was married and he had no money. His Omer Abaya told the son, Let's go, isn't there anybody to go to give an advice to this Rav Huna? The Nigrashe, that he should give a get l'dveisua to his wife, for taste of a tigvek suba me'avua, and then he'll be able to collect money from his father. Mashma, the father, Moshe ben Isri, wasn't supporting them, wasn't giving any money to his son. And his son was sitting in Kerala learning, and he had no money. So Abaya thought, let me give him an etzah what to do. You know what you should do? Give a get to your wife, and you have the money to give her ksuba, so your father will pay the ksuba, and then you remarry her. For then the hadra, and then you go and remarry her. Let me give this guy an etzah to have some money, stay learning kailu. So Amalei Rav said, aye, says now Mishnah, though, that Rav Shimon Gamliel said at HaKrono, Vo yatirenu hanotanan. Says now Mishnah that when the Beis Din gives a get in such a case, they have to make sure first the husband like makes a neder that he won't remarry back his wife. He has to make a neder that his wife should be also banot to him. So that's not going to be a good eitzah, they can't remarry. Omalei Abayis said back, that's not so gefelich. Also kol de megarish, v'beidina megarish. Does everybody that give a get go to a Beis Din? Like maybe this Beis Din won't know the halacha. Let him try himself, but just in front of two edim and then get the first get, that the Beis Din will not know this halacha. The Gemara says, "Akopon." What happened was, l'soif at the end, the gloy milso to kainu. It came out that this rafuna was a kain. So Melis Eitz is not a good Eitz. If he gave a get, he can't remarry it back. Abayis said, "Hainul the Arminchi." That's what people say. Basar aniya ozli an yusa. He says, if you're going to be a vispashet, you're going to be a poor person, you remain poor. In other words, my Eitz is not going to be a good Eitz for you. I see, I can't help you out. That you can't give your wife a get because then you won't be able to remarry her. Nothing more stami is the kasha. But umiyam rabbi hochid rabbi really, did he want to try and do something like this? Ibom rabbi, Abai himself is the one that says, Ezeyu Rosh Orim. Who's called a real smart Rosh, like an Rosh Orim, or Orim, a Rosh, who's called a real wicked person? That Zehamasi Eitza Limcha Benichsei. Somebody gives an Eitza to sell property. Kevashim Ben Gamliel. So Rashbam says, The Amim Kodim Rishim Moicha, the other case was, is there also a Mesaber, a Riz Laloi, Vavat Mashat Hanoisin, Shama Nichsa Lechol, the Achrech Laploin, the other had a Gemara before, but somebody says, I'll give you a present, and after you it goes to somebody else. So when the first one dies, it automatically goes to somebody else. So somebody gives the first one an Eitza in the meantime to sell it to somebody else, that's called Orem, that's not called a nice Eitza. So the kids, Abaye says it's not nice to give somebody such an Eitza advice that he should lose money for no reason. So Gemara says here it's different, B'noi Shani, B'tzumim Rabbanan Shani. Like here it's not so bad. Here all Abaye meant to do is to give an Eitza that the father of the Chosin, this Moshe Ben Atzri, he should give money to Rav Huna Bray. That's all he meant to say really. So there's two things. First of all, it's your own son. And secondly, he was a Talmud Chacham. So here it's not so bad. It's not such a bad advice. Here Abaye thought to say it would be good. Now one of the Maros Tami is the Kasha. Iva Orifu, that all the father was, this Moshe Ben Atzri, he was an Orif for the Ksuba. The Maros asked the question, but Kaimelon, we hold, like not like our Mishnah, but Kaimelon, we hold, Orif the Ksuba Lemishtabit, that if a person, like when somebody gets married, so the Chosin is Mechayiv himself to pay his wife the Ksuba, and the Tzadi gives her a get. Let's say he doesn't, the chosin or the wife doesn't, is afraid he won't be able to pay. So there's somebody to be an oruf. The person says, listen, don't worry, in case your husband doesn't pay you, I'll pay you. Somebody takes over, he's an oruf. So our Mishnah's mashmi, you could accept to be a guarantor. But we pass, you know, an oruf, the ksuba is not mishtabit. We'll soon see what the reason is why. So Marian Tzakasha, Marian says, Kablan heavy. Here the father Moshe was better than just a regular or just a guarantor, but he was a Kablan. Like we had before, he told him, like he would give. If you say you would give the money, that's a Kablan. So Mara still says, that's a Machlaikis though. Honicha Lamandiyah, Makablan Diksuba, Afagav, the Leslin, Nichsay Labal, Mishtabit Chaper. That even though the husband has no money, still the Orif, this Kablan means business. That if he says, listen, if the husband can't pay you, I'll pay you, Kablan means I'll give it, then it's Mishtabit, that was the Maaseh that Moshe Ben Atzri said he was a Kablan. Elabul since the Machloikis, Laman the Yomar, he is lay Mishtabit. Even a Kablan, he only means to be a guarantee if the Chosin has his own property. Then it's not 100% that you'll have to pay for it, then you accept it. But Iles Leiloi Mishtabit. Let's say when the Chosin gets married, he doesn't have any property. So then the guarantee really doesn't mean it. Like he sees that the Chosin doesn't have any money. So really, to be Mechayiv himself, he's not guaranteeing himself so clear, so fast. There's such a Muslim city, such a swar like this. If so, again, Ma'ikul Amen, what can you say over here then? Obviously, this Rafuna had no property at all. So if so, even the father, Moshe Ben Atzri, said he would be a Kablan, still it means nothing. Gemara says, first of all, Iboyasem, one terence says, Miu Hevelei V'Ishtadav. I tell you, maybe really the son did have some property, but just later on it got ruined. Ishtadav means the water came and ruined it. So therefore, he has no property now. But at the time of the Chasna, maybe he did have property, therefore the Kabban is Meshabbat himself. The boy is same, another terrace I could answer you. Here it's different again for the same sora that Abo Legabe Brei Shabudi Mishabad Nashi. Here it could be better. If a father says to his own son, listen, when you get married now, and I see you have no property, so in case your wife is afraid that you won't be able to pay a ksuba, I guarantee, or I'll be a kablan, here it's better. A father really means it for his own son. So here they agree the father was Meshabed himself. Other places, no, but a father, yes. That's why Abayi wanted to give the Seitzah, till he found out the guy was a Kayin, so he can't give an Eitzah, the guy should give his wife a gift, and then remarry her. Now the Gemara explains. The Itma we learned. Orev Diksuba. If somebody wants to become an Orev, just a regular guarantee, tells the wife, don't be afraid in case your husband can't pay you, I'll pay. Is Dirvi Hakolei Meshabed? The Brisa says, everybody hold, there's no shibbet, we'll soon see why. A person really doesn't mean it. It's just words, bi'alma, and with words, you're not mechayv yourself. Kablon, but let's say you're more than just an orif, a guarantee. But a kablon is like, you say, don't worry, I'll do it. You're a kablon, like you accept it upon yourself. So, debal choyv, divri hakol meshabit. If it's on a choyv, where somebody's lending money because of you, then everybody holds the kablon is meshabit. That since, like you say, give the money, and in case he can't pay back, I'll pay back for him. That's a strong saying, you know, like we had the sorrows before, that di hano, since you have enjoyment, that the person is giving money because of you, you mean to be mishambed yourself. But kablin de ksuba. But let's say you're a kablin of a ksuba. We'll soon see why ksuba is different. We hear the svar is they're getting married anyway. The chosin and the kala are getting married anyway. Because of you, it's not the reason of the chosin. It's not doing your mitzvah now. So the fact you come along and you say, you'll be a mekablin, like in case you can't pay the ksub, I'll take over, it's a question if it's only words, maybe you're not meshabed yourself. Or else the aura of the bal choyv, a regular aura over the bal choyv, pligi, here it's a machloikis. Masava one says, eyisle nichsel loiva mishtabit. If the loiva does have property, so then it's most probably the loiva will be able to pay back. So then the Oriv, or the Kablin means business, he means that on the Tzari loses his money, can't pay back, and then I'll take over. But he left late, if the Leiva does not have any property, so then the Kablin or the Oriv sees like the guy doesn't have money, he may really want to come back to me, he doesn't mean it so fast. Then we say, Le Mishtabit, no, the Oriv or the Kablin does not really mean to have to pay back the money. Omasover, one holds no, Bein Istlei, Bein Lestlei Mishtabit, since you're a Kablin, by a ksuba, or else an orav de bal chov, yes, you mean it. There we say, like the Moros Horos are before, that an orav, ti hanoa, since you have enjoyment, that because you're guaranteeing the loan, the malv is giving the money, so you mean to be meshabed yourself, it's more than just a mesmachta, and therefore you are meshabed yourself. Now the Moros says, what's the maskonad of the hilchus, so what's the locha? Orav, if you're just a regular guarantee, then ben islay, ben leslay, meshtabit. True. A regular Orev, we had before this Svara, that if somebody says, lend me some money, Reuven goes to Shimon. Shimon, please lend me some money. And Shimon's afraid to lend the money. He doesn't know if he'll get his money back or not. So he says, I'll only give you the money if you get somebody to guarantee. So Yehuda comes along and guarantees that in case Reuven can't pay back, I'll pay back for him. So Yiz Meshabit, Levi means to be Meshabit himself. And the Svara we had before, because you have enjoyment, that because what you're saying, you guarantee the Malv is going to give the money, for he hano, you mean to be Meshabed yourself. Whether the Leiva has money or doesn't have money, so what? The Yorav really means business. Bar, excluding Mayorav the Ksuba. When people are getting married, they're nothing doing. They don't really mean it. The Yafagav, Disley, Labal, even though the husband right now has property, still Lei Meshabed. If you just speak up then by the chasn and tell the kala, don't worry, I guarantee that in case your husband can't pay back, I'll pay the ksuba, that means nothing. That's only dibur biyam, like an esmachta and lekanya. My timer, what's the difference? Why is a ksuba different than a loan? Because I'll tell you here, mitzvah hu the ovid. V'lav midi chosro. Like here, the maisa, the wife and the chasn and kala are doing a mitzvah when they're getting married. And neither of them are losing out. She's not losing out, she's getting married. He's not losing out, he's getting married. So therefore, nobody's losing anything. So in fact, an Orav, a third person, comes along and says, I guarantee, like there's no Hanor, you have no special Hanor, they're doing something because of you. They're doing their own mitzvah right now. Buy your regular loan, the Malva has to give away $1,000, so the Malva is losing $1,000. The Malva is afraid to give away the money. He'll only give away the money if somebody guarantees it. So when the person guarantees, I'll be a guarantor, he has a tremendous satisfaction that because I say I'll be a guarantee, that's why the Malb is taking out $1,000 and losing it. He's giving it away. So there, the guarantee has a tremendous satisfaction. Hano, we say he means to be Meshabim himself. But here, by the Chasna, though, the Chasna kind of doing their own mitzvah. Nobody's losing out anything right now. They're both happy. She's always better off to be married than to be alone. So she's having a good time. He's having a good time. Therefore, the Orev means nothing. The Orev is just time. Diba b'yama, you're not mishabit. The Orev machlokes says, what about a kablan? If you say a strong relation of a kablan, maybe a kablan is better. But an Orev, we hold an Orev the ksube is loy mishabit. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rafuna. Shchiv meira shehigdish kol nechosef. Person was about to die, and before he died, he says, "I want to make all my property hegdish." Shehigdish kol nechosef. The yomer, and then he said, "Yishno mona leplayne biyodik." Yishno, I owe somebody $100. So like this, all his money would be hegdish. But now that he says he owes somebody $100, so that person has a right to collect $100. So the $100 is like not hegdish. The question is, do we believe him or not? So Neman, yes, we believe the Shchiv Meira, what he's saying, that it really owes the money $100, that person, and therefore Hegdish loses that $100. Why? Because the Chazok ain't other Moise Knunya ala Hegdish. A person is not going to play around with Hegdish. First he said, I'm not going to show my money, so if it's not true that he doesn't owe a person money, he wouldn't play jokes on Hegdish. So when he says he owes somebody $100, we believe him, and $100 goes to that person. Maskevlo Rav Nachman. If such a smart person doesn't play around with Hegdish, does a person play around with his own son? And we say, yes, he does. The Rav and Shmuel, the Amar Tavaya, both Rav and Shmuel, they both say like this, that Shchiv Meira Shoma, a Shchiv Meira that says, Shchiv Meira Shoma, Mona Lepleini Biyodi, a Shchiv Meira, a person's about to die, and we know like this, if he dies, so all his property goes to Yerusha, to his children. And now right before he dies, he says, you know, I owe somebody $100. Question, do we believe him or not that the sons lose out that $100? So it depends. Omat tenu, the father says, give that person noisman, then we give him. But loya matenu, the father just says, I owe him money. But he did not say tenu, a noisman, then we do not give that person money. Even though the father on his dying bed is saying, I owe him money, still we're afraid maybe the father really does not owe the person money. He's just playing a joke on his kids like, why? Alma, we see, Adam also shleil lahashbiyas bonav. Person wants it that his children shouldn't be so satisfied, like shouldn't feel they're getting such a big Yerusha. Father doesn't want his children to feel that they're getting such a big Yerusha. So even though the father does not owe the person the money, still he would say it. Only if the father says tenu, actually really give it, then we say he really means it. But if he doesn't say the word tenu, then we're afraid the father really doesn't mean it. So maybe hochinam here also. Adam also shleil